Hey everybody, welcome into the first week of April's Morning on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee, the show where we look at Giles, Lawrence, and Murray counties from the pages of your local newspapers. I'm Scott Stewart. I'm the publisher of Lawrence County Advocate, Main Street Murray, and Pulaski Citizen. And man, April is coming in wide open for our communities and our newspapers. Right off the bat, we've got the 50th Mule Day coming up this week with festivities cranking up Thursday in Columbia. And Main Street Murray has a full section about Mule Day, including history and a schedule and a lot of pictures. So do not miss this week's Main Street Murray. We've got a special section on Mule Day. In Giles County, it's the 15th Spring Lawn and Garden Show this week from the Pulaski Lions Club and our local UT Extension office. Pulaski Citizen has a special spring lawn and garden section with information about the show and all kinds of lawn, garden, and home improvement tips. So don't miss your Pulaski Citizen this week. All County, Story and Lee Furniture, both. We got a full page and a half page ad with all kinds of deals from Story and Lee in all three newspapers. Also, although it's not in the paper this week, I wanted to make sure I mentioned that Crockett Theater is starting this week their production of Peter Pan Jr. And that starts this week, and that information is on LawrenceCountyAdvocate.net and in last week's newspaper, so don't miss that. And in today's show, I've got features from the Boys and Girls Club and Star Theater here in Pulaski. We're going to try to jam all this and more into this week's show, this week's Morning on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. So let's get started with the Main Street Murray Wrap. On the front page of Main Street Murray this week, Mount Pleasant celebrated five former Clark School teachers recently, and our writer Jonah Story has the story at the top of A1. Part of our Mule Day coverage is the article on the front from Olivia Adams about this year's honorary Mule Day queen, Carly McGee, who is currently battling cancer. Great story. The Murray County Planning Commission was split on some proposed developments. Howe Elementary School had a career day last week, and Main Street Murray editor Chris Gregory was there to talk about students about newspapers and journalism. And finally, on the front page last week, I got to go experience the dedication of Fire Hall Number 3 in the memory and in honor of former Mayor Barbara Earwood McIntyre. Great program. And you can see that program, by the way, on the Main Street Murray Facebook page. We put it up there. I got to record it as I was covering it, put it up on Main Street Murray's Facebook page. Go and check that out. Or you can also see a lot more photos and the article on mainstreetmurray.com. Inside, there's a ton of information and exclusive coverage of Murray County. There's Lions Club donation to the Murray County Veterans. Applications are being sought for circuit judge. A grant is being sought for new radar in Southern Middle Tennessee. And as always, Main Street Murray is the only place that you're going to get your weekly deals going on down at the Pig. That's right, Piggly Wiggly. We've got local obituary notices, community calendar, and so much more this week, including that Mule Day section that I was telling you about with all kinds of information on the 50th Mule Day celebration. And as always, we've got award-winning sports coverage of Murray County. And here's Mo to tell you all about that.
Hey, this week's Main Street Murray, the print edition, features coverage of, unfortunately, former Columbia Central girls basketball coach Megan Moore, who announced her resignation after three seasons, stepping down to spend more time at home. And you can never argue with that, but we've got coverage of that development in this week's sports section. We've also, speaking of unfortunate, we hoped to be speaking with you about the 2024 Mid-State Classic, one of the premier sporting events in Columbia here of late, as the University of Tennessee women's softball team comes in and plays a game out at Ridley Park, part of a three-game extravaganza. Well, weather prompted city officials to cancel that event ahead of its Tuesday occurrence. So we got no UT Memphis. We also got no Columbia State and UT Southern Junior Varsity or the early game that was scheduled between Columbia Central and Spring Hill. So the 2024 Mid-State Classic canceled due to weather issues, and I'm sure you're aware of those at this point. But coverage of that in this week's sports section. Also, a piece on Columbia Academy senior multi-sport athlete Griffin Cooper, who has chosen to uphold his commitment slash signing with Alabama Huntsville despite a basketball coaching change down there. We've got coverage of that. And a certain local sports journalist is being honored. Check that out in this week's sports section, along with an update on Columbia State baseball. They have won 13 straight games now after sweeping Jackson State over the weekend. So all of that is in this week's Main Street Murray print edition that's on the stands now. And be sure and check out mainstreetmurray.com for continued coverage of spring sports and other sports happenings in and around Murray County. Thanks.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Having a good, confident smile and being able to portray that positivity to others is really helpful.
A professional family atmosphere is what we get every time we come here.
Our hygienists do a better job at kind of assessing mouths and coming up with plans than most dentists do.
They're very kind and they're very aware of other people.
I think if there's things that I would want you to leave here with, I want you to feel like you were heard, that we listened to you, and I want you to feel like that your concerns were addressed.
Whether you're an athlete or a weekend warrior, when it comes to your performance, don't settle for anything less than excellence. We're proud to announce that Mid-Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic is now Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance of Columbia, where we are redefining sports medicine and orthopedics. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance's team of expert sports medicine physicians understands the unique demands of your body. TOA Columbia specializes in personalized orthopedic care, offering state-of-the-art treatments for everything from sports injuries to joint replacements. Learn more at toacolumbia.com.
Hey, in this week's Lawrence County Advocate Wrap, there has been some progress made in a home invasion case that we shared with you a couple weeks ago. Sandy Mashburn follows up, and it appears that there has been an arrest made in that case. That's at the top of the front page this week. Lawrence County Schools Director Michael Atkins announced last week that capacity challenges will require adherence to school zones for some schools in Lawrence County. You can read all about that. Hey, also on this week's front page, we've got part two of Trey Donovan's feature on Lawrence County adventurer Paul Odom. And don't forget, you can view the solar eclipse from the Lawrence County Public Library screen there on April the 8th. And we got an article in there about how to make a pinhole camera so you can view the eclipse safely. Now, make sure you've got official eyewear if you're going to be looking at the eclipse. Do not try to look at it without official eyewear. And also, Sandy tells us about last week's county commission meeting. Inside, don't miss Ann Morrow's monthly ad. There's always a lot of information that Ann shares with us each month in her ad, so don't miss that. We've got obituaries, we've got town criers, and a ton of information inside this week's Advocate, including sports, as we head out to the Diamonds and the Pitch this week to highlight our local athletes, complete with photos. And don't forget, you can get your free version of the Lawrence County Advocate every week at more than 100 stores across Lawrence County. You can also have it delivered to your home, complete with a special four-page puzzle and comic section with a subscription. So call 762-1726 to get more information on a subscription to the Lawrence County Advocate. We'll be right back after this. Hey, welcome in. Scott Stewart here with you. I'm in Pulaski, and I'm at a special place full of a lot of special people. This is the Boys and Girls Club of Pulaski, and I've got Talajuwon Robinson with me and Devin Yurko. Talajuwon, if you will remember from the newspaper, it was the Youth of the Year. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Club, and we're going to talk a little bit about where he went from there, right? We're going to talk with Devin a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club, what's going on with the club, and then find out what's going on with Talajuwon. So let me start off with Talajuwon. Tell us, we already know if you read the newspaper, you read the newspaper article. By the way, Citizen of the Week, Citizen Spotlight that week, which is the spot of honor is what I call it there at the top and center of the front page. And tell us what happened when you went to the state competition with the Youth of the Year.
when I went to the state competition, it was so much fun. The competition wasn't even that bad. It wasn't scary at all.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people there, though. A lot of people. I made a lot of friends, got to know people. I met a lot of people in the Capitol building, too. That was fun. And I made a bet with Mr. Devin about Topgolf, which...
Yeah, well, I was hearing about that a minute ago. I understand there was some Chick-fil-A that may have been on, but then maybe some rules got changed in the middle of the game. Mm-hmm. Is that right? I'm okay, yeah, but you still got Chick-fil-A anyway, right?
Well, we're going to.
Oh, okay, good. Well, what did you do up there? Did you have to speak? Did it make you nervous to speak, or are you pretty good with that?
I was pretty good with it. After I done it for the local competition, doing it for the state competition was kind of the same thing, just more people, a lot more people.
Yeah, a lot more important people too, right? When you get up, the closer you get up to Nashville, the more important people there are, right? Think about that, right? Okay, so did you do okay in Topgolf? That's the next question, right? I mean, that's really the important thing. How did you do?
I think I did good. It was my first time going, so I kind of got the hang of it.
Yeah.
Next time we go, he's not good.
Yeah. Oh, he got a chance. Does I don't care if he just does. He uses a 5-iron every time, right?
He can use whatever he wants. So now I know how it works. So,
well, let's talk about what we. Of course, let's go ahead and update him. You did not earn the state use of the year, but that's not what it was about, right? It was about the experience. It'd have been great if you had. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was the experience, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. Well, talk about what's going on with you now. Where are you at in school? What are you looking to do? Tell us a little bit about Talajwan. What's going on?
Well, my grades and stuff in school are pretty good. I play football.
Okay.
When I graduate school, I want to become an auto mechanic and open up my own shop and business.
My goodness. I still don't know 100% what I want to do with my life, and you already know what you want to do. That's great, man. That's great. All right, what school do you go to?
I'll go to Giles County High.
Giles County. What year are you in?
Freshman.
Freshman. Okay. So you're a freshman. You've been probably going here to the Boys and Girls Club Pulaski for a little while now, right?
Yes, sir. About 3 years.
Yeah. Tell me just something about the Boys and Girls Club that kind of means a lot to you.
Like how close we are. Cause when I first got here, I didn't know anybody. Cause I was a foster kid. I didn't know anybody here. And then like. They kind of just welcomed me in, and then been close ever since. So.
Right. So you made a lot of good friendships here, and you've carried them over the last 3 years up into your freshman year in high school. That's awesome. Devin here, but Devin, talk a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club. Maybe highlight some of the stuff that you guys do for these kids that come to you pretty much every day after school, right?
Yeah.
And even in the summer too.
Yeah, for sure. So the Boys and Girls Club is providing essential out-of-school time services. So in the after-school space, we've got academics, so anything from homework help to tutoring services, working with the youth on healthy lifestyles, so
yeah.
Anything from eating healthy to being physically active, but really most importantly, how to build healthy, positive relationships with peers and adults.
Right.
And then good character and citizenship. We're a nonprofit organization, as you know, and we have to fundraise every dollar that we have for operating expenses. So we really try to get the youth involved in that process, just helping say thank you, get them at events, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Matt. So just talk a little bit about the fundraising and what you got going on right now. I know I actually kind of am a part of that, so go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, so we just launched today our 2024 Hero of the Year campaign. We've have 7 amazing candidates from all different facets of our community who will be out raising money. Keep an eye on our social media, Boys and Girls Club of Pulaski. You can keep up with your candidates and donate to their cause. And
yeah.
All the money raised for the candidates will go directly to support the youth here at our local Pulaski club.
Do you have the names of everybody? Can you remember them all?
I'm gonna try. So obviously our one and only Mr. Scott Stewart. We have
that one you could have forgotten.
I can't forget that one. We have Miss Michelle Kirk over at Bombshell Studio over there. Jenny Wilson, who's a teacher over at Southside Elementary, Miss Jamie Bedingfield over at Giles County High School, V Young, who's no longer here in Giles County. She's a teacher in Athens, but long time from Giles County. We've also got Mr. Wade Neely on the sports side of things and Alicia Gordon. Right. So we're very grateful for all their support. This is our second year doing this in Giles County, and last year was a wild success. So
yeah, I tell you what, I'll say this. I just shared mine out today on Facebook, and I say this, and I'm going to say it every time I go, because I'm not, I don't feel like a hero. I don't even want to be called a hero, but to be in the list, that list of people, it makes me feel pretty good, just to be honest with you. So thank you for letting me be part of it. Talaj, what is your favorite thing about maybe the things that it does for you, the Boys and Girls Club does for you?
I really like the social opportunities, going out to different places I've never been before, getting to meet new people, make new friends.
Right. Because when I started this off, I said, I'm in a great place full of great people. And those great people are these kids that you guys serve. And
I do want to make a plug. Summer is right around the corner. So summer registration will be open soon.
Right.
Boys and Girls Club serves all school-age kids, so K through 12. Keep an eye on our Facebook for that summer registration link. When school's out, club runs an all-day program from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So
that's awesome.
We've got some cool stuff coming up this summer. Would love for the folks to reach out and be a part of it.
Talaj, thank you, buddy. Congratulations on your honor.
Thank you, Scott. Man. We appreciate
Talk to you guys. We'll be back right after this. Thanks, guys.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
They have always met wildest expectations as far as taking care of my teeth and my health. You know, teeth health is very important now to your heart. And I told him one day, I said, I'd love to have nice teeth and nice hair. And he said, well, I can take care of the teeth, but I can't take care of the hair. And I said, you can make my teeth? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's go for it. And he did. And I have been tremendously pleased. Dr. Hart, if you need him at night, he's here. This staff here will take care of you 24/7. You don't have to worry about, I can't get a hold of my dentist, my tooth's hurting. No. They will be here for you. And if I could get Dr. Hart to take that same artistry that he has and grow hair, then he would be double rich.
For the Pulaski Citizen Wrap, this week on the front page, we feature our citizen spotlight, Robert Hamlet, who takes that spot of honor at the top and center of the front page and is featured in an article inside this week. Also on the front, we have Connie Rose's article highlighting the progress that has been made in the merger of two Giles County utility districts. Very interesting story going on with the merger of South Giles Utility District and Tarpley Shop Utility District. As you will read about on the front page and hear about in a few minutes here on the show, Star Theater is starting its production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat this week. All the information is right there on the front page, and we'll be talking to Tammy here on the show in just a few minutes. Also this week is the Elkton Antique Power Show, and Connie, once again, has everything on page one that you need to know about the event that will be held at Elkton City Park. Inside, it's Around the Square Week, and this week's featured business is PES Energize. PES Energize, the digital side of the Pulaski Electric System, the digital division, the broadband division, is celebrating 17 years. And they are definitely growing with the expansion projects going on. There's a lot going on around the square, so make sure you check out that page on A2. Also inside, we've got obituary notices. The UT Southern Arch Series is going on. Southern Tennessee Regional Health System has welcomed a new orthopedic surgeon. We've got backward glances, property transfers, court docket, Funny Games, and Giles Pass this week takes a look at the Oak Grove community. And we can't forget about sports, so here's Wade to tell us about it.
Hey guys, Wayne Neely here, sports editor at the Pulaski Citizen. Another jam-packed edition on Wednesday, April 3rd. And our feature story this week is a game that we broadcast on Pulaski Citizen Live last week. Giles County Soccer with a 2-0 shutout versus rival Lawrence County. It was the home opener and the district opener for Giles County. And they got goals from Esteban Rangel and Christian Sintz early in the contest. And then the defense did the rest, as GCHS again opens up district play with a win versus Lawrence County. Speaking of district play, Richland baseball opened up way back last Monday. Feels forever ago, but they opened up with a 4-0 victory versus Culioca, and they followed up. We have words on the Richland win versus Culioca, and we also have a special section, a special feature on Cooper Jackson, the Richland sophomore, who pitched a no-hitter in the follow-up game as Richland wins that game 11-1. Cooper was phenomenal on the mound for the Raiders as Richland takes both of those games in district play versus Culioca. Also, you can see words on the Giles County softball team, the Lady Bobcats. Kind of an unusual situation. The Lady Cats actually were slotted in a class or two up in their spring break tournament down in Alabama. But GCHS did the best they could. They took on much, much heavier and hardier competition, I think, than they would have intended. But GCHS did get one win and battled close in their other contests. So we have pictures and cut lines on GCHS softball. Also, as always, you can find words from our good friend Larry Woody talking about April showers bringing May flowers and a couple fish that you may not think would be in your forecast in the month of April and May, but I digress. Murray County Regional is also hosting a clinic for athletic trainers. We made sure to include that press release in this week's edition. And then on our back page this week, Giles County Baseball had to wait several hours due to a weather delay last week, but they did sneak a game in and they did pick up a win 3-2 versus their rival Lawrence County. All of that is in print this week. And if you missed any of it, you can see it online at PulaskiCitizen.com. Wade Neely saying so long for now.
Hey everybody, Scott Stewart here again. I'm on the Pulaski Square and we're at Star Theater and I got Tim Pierczowski here. So you know what's coming up. We got a great play coming up.
Oh my gosh.
One of my favorite plays, Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Tammy, tell us all about it.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you, this group has been working so hard under the direction of Sandy Slayton, Matt Rothera. Their directing team and the cast have just outdone themselves on this one. We've been watching rehearsals. We're so excited. The show's going to run the 4th through the 14th. There's matinee shows. There's evening shows. We have a Thursday night show, which makes it easy for folks that can't get here on the weekends. But if you know the story, it's the classic story of Joseph and his brothers. And it is just full of music from through generations. I mean, it's got country, it's got Cafe French, it's got all kinds of great music. Again, the costuming, Greta Santos has just killed it on the costuming. So come out and see us, Star Theater. Get the tickets at startheater.org/tickets.
Right.
And they are just, they're flying off the shelf, so don't wait. We've got some new things to show you at Star if you haven't been here in a bit. We've renovated the entire interior. It is a real thing.
So anyway, I just wanted to let you guys stop in, drop in real quick, let you guys know. Tammy and them would love to have you guys come down. Anybody in southern Middle Tennessee or Middle Tennessee at large, as far as that goes,
sure,
to come down and see Joseph, the amazing color, amazing Technicolor dream coat.
Yep, absolutely. Come see us.
All right. See y'all guys.
Thanks.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather today.
Hey folks, happy Wednesday to you, and thank you so much for stopping by Tennessee Valley Weather. I'm Ben Luna here in the Weather Center wishing you a happy hump day for this, the third day of April. All right, across the area weather-wise, it's been kind of a yucky 24-hour period with storms across the region yesterday. Today's going to be a little bit different. We're going to make the shift into a cooler weather pattern that'll be with us for couple of days, kind of, on and off. I'll tell you more about that in a second, plus a few leftover showers. You'll learn about all that and more right here in this edition of Your Weather Today, made possible by our friends down at Beasley Wealth Management on the downtown Lawrenceburg Square. With that said, let's hop right into it. Here's a look at the past 24 hours. Notice the big cold front draped across the midsection of the country on into the southeast. Oh, that's what brought us the storms yesterday. And we're still going to kind of contend with this guy or the leftovers from this system through the course of today. Now, we're done with thunderstorms, but maybe one or two showers will linger here as we head through the course of the midday and afternoon as some more moisture gets pulled around a big old system or circulation of low pressure. Here's a look at future cast through the remainder of the morning. By the midday, a few of those showers will pop up across the area. Notice temperatures on the cooler side and breezy winds today from the west between 10, 15 at times, upwards of 20, with gusts can be ruled out periodically as we shift into the afternoon. Now, a few more of those spotty showers will be with us through the course of the later afternoon and early evening hours, but past that point, I think we really start to clear out late tonight, and then your Thursday should look pretty good. A little bit cool to start for tomorrow, but I think we'll rebound kind of decent as we head toward Thursday afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Now, I want to show you the bigger picture. As we head toward the remainder of the work week, notice clouds will be in place for a while Thursday evening, and then Friday, still not half bad. We'll call it partly cloudy across the area to close out the work week. And then the weekend underway decent, but I don't think it's going to end that way because clouds will start to return to the area by Sunday, and that'll set the stage for rainfall on Monday. Now you think, well, kind of what's the big deal about that? Well, there's a big solar eclipse that's going to be happening on Monday, and while that would be visible to some decent degree in our region. Now, the peak area that you want to see that is going to be off toward the west through the nation's midsection just west of Memphis. However, here I do think we'll have cloud coverage across the area, including a chance for a few showers on and off for Monday, but I'll show you that on the seven-day forecast. Here's how your Wednesday is breaking down across the area. Most of you in the mid-50s today. Again, spotty showers across southern Tennessee and well, pretty much the same goes in North Alabama. Maybe a degree warmer, though, south of the state line. Temperatures warming closer to 60 for daytime highs in northwest Alabama and northeast Mississippi. Now, here's a look at the next 7 days fresh from the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel. Here's what we're seeing today. A few lingering showers left over from yesterday. Tomorrow looking good, 55 degrees. Not a bad rebound again on Thursday. Closer to 60 on Friday, low 60s on Saturday. The 70s returning here by Sunday. Clouds increase, though, and that's going to lead into a chance for a few sprinkles then. And then eclipse day on Monday will reveal that chance for more scattered shower activity in the region. Temperatures not half bad, though, and will maintain a chance for a few sprinkles here again for your Tuesday. That's a look at your forecast. Kelly is back in the midday, and of course, Fred Gossage live at 5 on the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel. Have a blessed day. We'll talk to you soon.
Woo! I told you guys there's a lot going to be going on this week, and we got the shoehorn out to get it all in, and I love it. It's great. I love it when stuff's going on. That's what we live for here at all of our newspapers. And, you know, everything you heard about today is available this week in the Lawrence County Advocate, Main Street Murray, and Pulaski Citizen. Copies of each are available in markets across each of those papers' respective counties, and all three are available for home delivery with a subscription. Visit MainStreetMediaTN.com. That's MainStreetMediaTN.com for more information on all of our Southern Middle Tennessee newspapers and also all of our newspapers all across Middle Tennessee. As always, thank you for trusting our newspapers as your source for local news, events, and sports. We consider it an honor every single time somebody picks up one of our newspapers or visits us in our many digital forums. For Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee, I'm Scott Stewart. Good Lord willing, we'll see you again next week.